It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, Fort Recovery sports fans. Our game before New Year's and a holiday break here. This is Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser coming to you from outside of Van Wert at the Lincoln View Lancers Gymnasium here tonight. So hopefully you all had a happy Merry Christmas and happy holidays and are ready to celebrate and bring in the new year of 2023, and hopefully the year of 2022 was good to you. And tonight we are getting ready to play against the Lincoln View Lancers, who come in tonight's ball game with a 1-6 record, and our Fort Recovery Indians come in with the complete opposite record of 6-1. And Chase, did you have a good holidays?
It was great. How about you?
It was awesome. We, my wife and I had actually visited Puerto Rico. Olivia's college basketball team was down in Puerto Rico, and so right before the holidays, and we went from 87 degrees back here to the great state of Ohio and went from the complete opposite of 87.
I did almost the opposite. I stayed where it's cold, and but fortunately for me, it's warmed up about 70 degrees since Christmas, so not too bad anymore.
Yeah. So, anyway, hopefully get a chance to bring you some great action here tonight. And right before the game between the JV game, which our JV came away victorious tonight for Coach Toby Metzger, their record now improves to 5-3 on the campaign. And they won 63-50, so walk away with a 13-point lead victory. And Eli Leonards and Colson Post led the way with 13 points each. But they had a chance to, ceremonial contribute to the players from last spring, and their track kids went to state. They had a team, I think, of four by four, yeah, go to state. Their baseball team is 2 years in a row made the state Final Four. Of course, they have a player of the year in Landon Price, who is attending Ohio State University, to throw for them, plus a few other players that went on to play college baseball as well off that team. Their softball team made it to state 2 years in a row.
No, they were runner-up.
Oh, runner-up as well. And then their cross-country team, I think it was, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So they had a great spring season here for the Lincoln View Lancers. And a nice tribute to those kids. And some of those kids came back from college to be here to receive some of their plaques and awards for that. And, you know, I think that's just tremendous when schools do a great job of honoring, you know, their past teams like that.
Yeah, and especially a school like this where they had a lot of success in this last year, and to bring everybody back and really just tell everyone about, because not everybody goes to cross-country meets or baseball games in the spring or softball games. So to bring them here and just see the people that don't see those, to really see those kids and what they've been able to do.
Well, and honestly, you know, the spring kids, probably the athletes get probably cheated out a little bit. Just because usually when their seasons end, we're not in school anymore a lot of times. And especially if you're going to state, you're definitely not in school. And so a lot of the community or school or maybe their fellow classmates, I'm sure, probably at some of those things. But, you know, a lot of people miss out on what they have accomplished just because school is not in session. So for them to be able to honor those athletes from past, and like you were saying, we were watching it, that was a heck of a spring those guys had here. So, all right, let's take a little short break here on our Wayne IGA pregame, and we'll be back.
Here's some great nutrition news. Wayne IGA is partnering with Jen Thompson and Generation Fitness, and they're now carrying Gen Fit and Fresh meals. They'll have single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts, all in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about the GenFit meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until your classes at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want when you're getting the rest of your groceries. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients right there in your local grocery store. Stop in and try the GenFit and Fresh meals at Wayne IGA beginning January 1st. Wayne IGA, always great food, and now with GenFit meals ready to go.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show with Coach Bobby Leverett, and tonight we're at Lincoln View. So I know their record isn't real good. We're at 6-1, but this is a good place to play. This is always seems to be a very good matchup for us, whether both teams are good, one's bad. Always seem to be a really good matchup for us. So what are we looking to do tonight?
Well, you know, our concern as a staff is just being off for 2 weeks straight here. We've had a really good week of practice. Last week, going into Tri-Village, we had a great week in prep for Tri-Village, so that week doesn't really concern me. But like I said, we have been focused this week going into tonight's game, so just basically getting back in the swing of things and, you know, just getting focused right away and taking care of business.
All right. That's Coach Bob Leverett here on the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Again, we're back here. Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing the action tonight from right outside of Van Wert here, the Lincoln View Lancers. Also looking down on the sideline, Lincoln View is headed by Brett Hammonds, who's been maybe 10, 11 years now for the boys, and he actually had been battling cancer. So I've known Brett for a while and coached against him when I was with the boys, and so it's great to see him down on the sideline and hopefully continuing to battle cancer and defeat it and do a great job with that. And I'm sure after the game I'll have a chance to go down and hopefully talk to him a little bit. And he's always a great guy and does a great job here. And as Coach Leverett and Neil had stated, you know, they're struggling a little bit right now. They did play last night where we were off. Sometimes over break, that does you know, you may think back-to-back games may hurt your legs a little bit, but sometimes that's a benefit because you had a chance to knock some rust off, whereas Coach Larette said we've been off for 2 weeks. Our last game was on a Saturday against Ansonia and Versailles, which we're coming in kind of hot right now, winning four of our last four. Our only loss so far was at Fort Laramie on a Tuesday. And so they lost to Van Wert last night pretty handily, almost by 30 here in Van Wert, matchup between the two Van Wert teams. So that was probably a big rivalry game for them. So hopefully we have a chance to come out here fresh. We also, if you've I know, Chase, you've noticed this, but we're also missing a guy tonight with Reese Guggenbiller. So, you know, kind of the outcome with him?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. Well, he actually has a fractured back, and it happened during football season. I don't know if you knew that, being a teammate. No? Didn't know that either, huh?
That kid, for the people that don't know him, he's one of those kids that he works through, and he's just a worker. So
yeah,
this kind of thing, he'll just hide because he wants to play as long as it's not stopping him from being able to do his job.
Right. And so it finally got to the point it was hurting enough. He went to the doctor, and they said, hey, you have a fractured back. So he played our first, I think, five or six games with a fractured back. And so they basically told him take four weeks off, and we'll reevaluate at that point. So hopefully we'll get him back. But it does shorten our bench up a little bit. Our regular eight-man rotation is now turned into a seven, and we've went through some sickness and a long break, so hopefully we can have some more fresh legs here. And so we'll take a break, listen to our national anthem and some words, and we'll be right back.
What are your New Year's traditions? Wayne IGA has what you need to celebrate. They have fresh casing sausage, pork roasts, ribs, and more, plus fresh cabbage and your favorite brands of sauerkraut. They'll have some meat and cheese trays in their grab-and-go section, but it's best to call ahead at 375-2865 to make sure you get what you want for your party. And don't forget your favorite wine or beer. The new year is coming, so head to Wayne IGA and get everything you'll need for your celebration on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back. Tin Cupboard Tip-Offs coming up this way as we introduce our own Fort Recovery Indians on the floor and followed by our Lincoln View Lancers.
Alrighty, and starting for the guest team here in Lincoln View is for Fort Recovery is number zero, Oh my goodness, they shut the lights off. Wasn't prepared for that one. Number 0, Landon Post, who's a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, who's a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett, who's a 6'4 junior. Number 21, Daniel Patch, who's a 6'7 senior. And number 22, Kel Rammel, who's a 6'5 senior. So those will be the starters for the Indians. And for the starters for the Lincoln View Lancers is going to be number 2, Cal Evans, who's a 5'9 junior. Number 3, Austin Brockrath, who's a 6-foot junior. Number 11, Reed Jackson, who's a 5'7 junior. Number 22, Cohen Cox, who's a 6'2 senior. And number 34, Wyatt Frederick, who's a 6'2 senior. So the Indians do have a little bit of a size advantage with 6'7 Daniel Patch and 6'5 Cal Rammel and 6'4 Rex Leverett inside for the Indians. Again, the Indians come in with a 6-1 record, and Lincoln View has a 1-6 record. And our Fort Recovery sponsor for the first quarter is going to be Fort Recovery Insurance. And jumping for the Indians is going to be Kel Rammel, and for the Lincoln View Lancers is going to be 6-foot number 3, Austin Brockrath. And Austin Brockrath actually got the tip. He's got some quick hops for a little guy. Indians start off in man-to-man. Lincoln View is patient here, running some offense. Frederick has the ball up top, dribble handoff over to Evans. Swings the ball on the left-hand side to Jackson. Back over on the right-hand side to Cox. Back over to Brockrath. Being patient right now is Lincoln View. Looking to drive a gap, kick out. Corner 3 for Reed Jackson is no good. Gets up, gets an offensive rebound is Lincoln View, and gets it blocked out of bounds by Daniel Patch underneath. It will be Lincoln View ball. Triggers the ball in. Brockrath has a pull-up jumper, and they're going to call a foul on Daniel Patch on the shot. And so Austin Brockrath will go to the free throw line. Chance to get the first scores here of the game. 34 clicks into the game here. Austin hits the first one, giving Lincoln U a 1-0 lead. On the Hall Brothers free throw line. Second one is up and good. Indians push it up. Looks like Lincoln U is going to be in a 2-3 zone. Kelram has the ball, swings it over to Troy Holman, over to Daniel Patch in the high post. Throws it, and he gets knocked away as he's trying to get the ball inside to Rex Leverett. Lincoln View has it, and walking it up the floor. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Right now they're running a set, dribble handoff, little drive, and up, and good for Austin Brockrath. They take a 4-0 lead here in Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. This is one of these games, Chase, we got to come out and make sure we play with a little intensity right now, is having some, you know, days off, not maybe being sharp, and they're not, you know, a great record. Hopefully we're not overlooking them.
Yeah, and I thought about that just looking at the game in general, is that coming off these big long breaks, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you never know what to expect through the, what people are going to come out with. They could come out with fire under the, because they've been off so long they want to play, or they could just be still kind of in that Christmas spirit and not being in the game yet.
Yeah, and Indians score quickly on an out-of-bounds play underneath with Kel Rammel. So cuts into the lead 4-2 right now. Lancers have the ball. Indians are playing man-to-man. Lincoln View does a great job of swinging the ball around. Running a back screen, trying to get Evans coming off of that. Guarded by Landon Post. Kick out to Reed Jackson. Drives in, guarded by Troy Holman. Back out to Brockrath. Indians doing a great job here defensively. Lincoln View's trying to be organized and see how they want to attack our man-to-man defense right now. Goes up, partially blocked by Daniel Patch inside on Cal Evans. Troy Holman's driving up the floor, swings it over to Daniel. One more pass over to Kel Rammel, wide open three. No good. Lincoln View gets a rebound. Reed Jackson's walking it up the floor, swings it across from right to left. Over to Cox, back up to Evans, drive in. Kicks over to Brockrath. He looks to drive. Nice ball movement by Lincoln View. Wide open three. Good. Cohen Cox right now 7-2. Lancers lead. And the longer you let teams who don't have a lot of confidence coming in hang around, they also start to gain confidence as the game progresses. And they start the game off thinking they can't play, and all of a sudden then they start to think they can play. So shot up and no good by Daniel Patch, and Rex Leverett's going to get a foul for going over the back.
Yeah, and you can also see with this team that they definitely don't feel like they're the underdogs. They're out here to play, and they're bringing it to us right now. Yeah.
Well, that's what well-coached teams do, and Coach Hammonds is a great coach, and they're going to play hard. And you know, they got some young guys out here, a lot of juniors, and they don't, if I remember right, those guys don't have a lot of varsity experience. So even though they have some age to them, they're inexperienced. So they're gaining experience as they go. A little drive and push off right there. No good. Kel Rammel with the rebound. He's averaging around 10 or so of those a game for the Indians, our leading rebounder. Troy Holman has the ball, swings it over to Rex Leverett, inside to Daniel Patch, high low. Nice, nice pass from Daniel to Kel, but a little hard on a lob pass, trying to get a backdoor dunk. Three up, no good. Offensive rebound for Lincoln View. Another three for Cox, no good. Kel Rammel with the rebound. And here's a little sloppy on the offensive end here. And defensive side, really. Troy's calling a set out here as we're trying to attack this 2-3 zone. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side over to Rex Leverett up top. Gets it inside to Daniel Patch, high-low. Nice pass in there to Kel Rammel, up and good. That high-low pass from Daniel to Kel should be able to work all night against this zone, as both of them are a couple inches over the tallest guy for Lincoln View. 7-4, Lincoln View leads right now. Deflected pass by Landon Post, pushing in transition. Daniel Patch up and good on the scoop. Nice pass right there from Landon Post to Daniel Patch, finishing in traffic. Gets called for the foul. It is going to be number 21. No, 34 it looks like for them. It's going to be Frederick. So Daniel will have a chance to go complete the old-fashioned three-point play here and hopefully tie the game on the Hall Brothers free throw line and Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Hard. Kel Rammel up with the board. And good. So that's a four-point trip for the Indians. Taking the lead now, 8-7. We'll take that. Kel looks like he's kind of a man amongst boys here.
Yeah.
He can go do what he wants to do, it looks like.
And what's nice is that he doesn't take advantage, or he does take advantage of it. He doesn't take it for granted. He
right.
uses his size for the benefit of the team.
Right. Well, he's just an athlete, and he can go get almost elbows above the rim. So when you can do that.
And he doesn't freak out under pressure like that. Under the hoop there, he goes straight up.
So Lincoln View has the ball up top, swinging the ball around. Hand off to Jackson. Swings the ball on the left-hand side. Right now is Brock Rath. Back up to Cox. Ball screen set. Blocked by Kel Rammel. Nice behind the back in transition. Attacking Kel. Good Euro. Up and left-handed. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound and gets fouled. Shooting two. So Rex Leverett doing a little dirty work right here. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 1-7. I'll wait till after this free throw before I make this next comment. And that was the reason why. Rex Leverett's coming in as a 90% free throw shooter and barely grazed the iron on that first shot. I didn't want to jinx him, but it ended up happening anyway.
That's why he gets two.
Yep. Second one up and no good. Kel had a hand on it, but Lincoln View corrals the rebound. So we go 0-for on that trip. 90% free throw shooter, just missed both. Drive by Cox, nice little stop. Under control on the baseline, kicks out to the backside. Kirsten Toe just checked in, a 5'7 sophomore. Indians are going to get a foul here underneath on the drive. Landon Post picks up his first and Indians third. Struggling to get it in. Landon Post, yeah, with the pick. Nice job, Landon. Go up and finish that. Oh, misses the layup. quickly down is Lincoln View on the other end, and he gets an offensive rebound after the missed shot inside for them is Thomas. Missed layup, missed open five-footer. Both teams a little sloppy here. Daniel Patchino kicks over to Rex Leverett for open three. No good on the backside. Jackson with the rebound, pushing a transition. Troy Holman tries to take a charge, and they call him for a blocking foul. So Reed Jackson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lancers. Again, Fort Recovery Insurance is our first quarter sponsor. Stop in and see them for all your insurance needs. 2:12 to go in the first quarter. 8-7 Indians lead. First free throw is up and long for Jackson. A couple Indians checking in. Alex Dews and Riggs Toby replace Kel Rammel and Daniel Patch. You know, for the Indians, even though we have all juniors and seniors out there, really besides three guys, we still lack a lot of experience ourselves with, actually, I guess four. Half our teams played some varsity last year and the other half hasn't. So, but Landon and Troy and Daniel and Kel being the only really experienced guys. So even though we have some age, we have some inexperience there.
And ultimately, our, in a way, our entire team is a little bit inexperienced because we have a new coach to just figure out that new system.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And Riggs Toby just hit a nice turnaround jumper. And Riggs had a great weekend, our last weekend out. Had 12 points against Ansonia and played some big, important minutes in the Purcells game. Right there, nice drive in and finish with the little ball fake move is Cal Evans. Giving that young man two on the night in his lead 10-9. Riggs Toby dumps it off to Landon Post on the short corner. And Rex is from the high post diving in right in front of the rim and gets called for fouls. Lincoln View as they knock him down. Lincoln View's in a 2-3 zone, so anytime you see a 2-3 zone, you want to attack it short corner and high post, and the Indians are doing a great job of doing that, especially since we have a nice size advantage in there. We can make some inside passing, interior passing. Lob pass right now from Troy Holman to Rex Leverett, keeps it up high and gets fouled. Nice job by Rex Leverett there, keeping the ball up high and not bringing it down. So he'll have a chance to go earn two more points from the free throw line. And Indians lead 10-9, first quarter. Rex misses that on the Hall Brother free throw line, 90%, and right now he's 0-for-3.
It almost looks like he's just not fit, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just not into the shot perfect.
Yeah, 0-for-4, missed it. Missed the second one as well. Lincoln View with the steal. Riggs Toby had a rebound and lost it. They miss a layup. It's Tau. Troy Holman with the ball pushes it up to Alex Dews in transition. They try to take a block, and it's going to get called for a foul. Alex Dews does the great sportsmanship and helps up the young man from Lincoln View as he knocked him over trying to go to the basket. So Alex will go to the free throw line here in the Hall Brothers free throw line. Chance to try to earn his first couple points.
He had a big three a couple weeks back at Versailles to really top us over back into the, I think it was our first lead of that game.
Yeah, we great thing about NFHS is we were able to watch it even though we were in Puerto Rico. So Annie and I had a chance to watch it while we were in the hotel and watch him play. And we're excited for the Indians with a big conference win there. Alex misses the first one, but does hit the second one, so gets his first point. Indians lead 11-9, first quarter for Recovery Insurance with under a minute to go. Lincoln View right now is going to be very patient on here on offense. Frederick has the ball up top, dribble handoff, and it goes out of bounds. Ooh, you're saying Rex knocked it out. Not sure about that one because the Lincoln View kids were running to the other end. Usually that's not a good sign. When they're on offense, they lose the ball and they take off running to the other end. It's usually a sign that they probably knocked it out. Rex Leverett almost with a steal. Goes through his hands, and Lincoln View does have it. 40 clicks to go here on the clock. Lincoln View is getting organized here. Jackson drives in, gets it knocked away by Rex. Troy Holman picks it up. Pushes it up to Landon Post in transition. Back up to Troy. Swings it over to Riggs on the right-hand side. Up to Troy. I assume we're going to go one shot right now. 15 seconds. Landon Post has it. Thought about a three. Back up top. Swings it to Troy Holman. Over to Riggs. Toby on the right-hand side. Riggs drives baseline. Spin. Throws it into Rex. Rex takes it up and finishes it inside. Nice move there by Rex Lever. He crossed the line. Yes, he did. Taking it out of bounds was Lincoln View, and he stepped across the line, but they're going to call it. So first quarter, the Indians take a 13-9 lead for the Fort Recovery Insurance. We'll be back to start the second quarter.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be customed to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne and Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes, and coverage may be submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 1-800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. Indians start the second quarter with the ball in a 13-9 lead. On Tuesday, the Indians will be in action at Arcanum. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that, and NFHS is a video is available as well. Landon Post has the ball, swings it over to Alex Deuce. Back over to Riggs Toby, over to Alex Deuce, inside to Cal Rammel. Turnover by Cal Rammel. That was one of those miscommunication plays. Daniel thought he was shooting it, and Kel was going to dump it down to Daniel. Lincolnview has the ball right now, knocked away by Alex Deuce, but Lincolnview recovers. Skip pass, Daniel Patch with the steal. Brings it down, kicks it over to Landon Post. Right back to him, swings it one more pass to Alex Deuce. Great ball movement by the Indians. Kel Rammel just goes up because he's can now jump everyone. Grabs a rebound, Landon Post stinks about a three, turns it down. Daniel Patch is able to collect it. Swings it over to Riggs, over to Kel. Skip past Landon Post. Swings it over to Alex Deuce, gets it inside to Daniel. Back to Alex. Lincoln View's packing it in that 2-3 zone.
They're not going to let Kel or Daniel get any easy shots down there all night.
No. That's the goal anyway. Turnover on Alex Deuce. Oh, and he stepped out of bounds. I thought they were going to call a foul. I was like, I didn't see a foul if they were going to call that. We turn it over, but Alex and Daniel get a trap on the guy right in front of the bench, and Lincoln View steps out of bounds against that trap. So it'll be Indians ball. Landon Post and Alex Deuce will check out. And Rex Leverett and I think Riggs Toby check in.
Troy.
So we got Troy and Riggs, Rex, Kel, and Daniel in there. Troy has the ball up top, Kel in the high post. Riggs on a wing with Rex, and Daniel short corner trying to attack a 2-3 zone. Get it inside to Kel. Right, there we go. Skip pass over to Riggs. Riggs drives in, up and off the glass, no good. Daniel with the rebound, swings it over to Troy Holman. Troy kicks out to Kel Rammel on the right-hand side. Kicks over to Riggs Toby. Riggs for three. No good. Daniel with the tip. Goes out of bounds. Will be Lincoln View's ball. Good offense. Just missed some good shots right there. We have a chance to kind of impose our will on the offensive glass as well, Chase. With definitely a size advantage and the ability to out-jump them. So. Riggs Toby, great job defensively right there, making Tao work. Lincoln View is patient here. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. 13-9 Indians lead. Evans for three on the right-hand side. Up, hit the wire up top. So will it be out of bounds and Indians ball? Second quarter sponsor is Calp Pharmacy. Stop in at Calp's and pick up all your medical needs. Troy Holman with the ball for the Indians. Swings it over to Cal Rammel. High post to Daniel Patch. Lob pass into Rex Leverett. And up and no good, but Rex with the offensive rebound misses it. Good offense. Just point blank shots by the Indians. We just missed right there, but we'll take those looks every time by the Indians. Up and good for number 20, Gage Thomas, 6'2 senior. Drive and kick for Evans inside. 13-11, Indians lead. Troy Holman into Daniel Patch, over to Rex Leverett. Cal Rammel, short corner. Drive, there you go, Cal. And
he pretty much set that one in there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a dunk or not, but kind of dropped it in with a little bit of a rim touch. We'll call it a baby dunk. How about that? As you said, he kind of just set it right there in the rim. So Cal Rammel leads the way with 8 points. Nice little move for Cal, driving baseline against the zone. Evans has the ball against Rick Stobie, drives to the right. Good defense by Riggs. And that's what he provides for us, his effort on the defensive end. He's doing a great job tonight. Lincoln View is being patient. Indians are playing great defense all at the same time. Lincoln View has the ball on the baseline by Brock Rath. It drives in, stop, pops. Blocked by Rex. Deflection there. Indians. Drives in. That's a walk. Stolen by Rex. I bet we have 4 or 5 steals right now. Troy Holman drives in. Right-hand side throws over to Cal Rammel. Stop, pops. Over to Daniel Patch. Open three. Short. Cal Rammel just goes up and gets the rebound. Drives in and finishes it and gets fouled. Great basket by Cal Rammel right there. Good offense by the Indians. Drive in, draws the defender even in the zone and drops him down. Just missed a couple good-looking threes there. But Cal goes up and gets the rebound and finishes it. Giving him 10 points on the night. 10 over 17 for Cal. Has a chance to complete the three-point play here at the Hall Brothers free throw line. And it's up and good for Cal Rammel. And he's taking 18-11 lead. Start to kind of extend the lead here a little bit. Good defense by Troy, full court here. Working that defender, offensive guy. Drives in, dumps down. Rex Leverett with the block.
Troy hardly could believe it on the floor there. He sees it flying over his head.
Holy cow, that was like go-go gadget arms. He kind of went up and got that one. He's got long arms, and he's an athlete, but I didn't think he could get to that one. Nice play by Rex. Play position now, guys. Don't get happy here. Trying to block every shot. Lincoln View has the ball, being patient here with 3:17 to go. Nice drive in there by Tao. Goes up, and they're going to call foul, shooting foul on Landon Post. That will be his second. Little foul trouble there for Landon. 5 team fouls for the Indians. Lincoln View Lancers have 6 team fouls, so next foul for them, and the Indians will be shooting bonus. 3:15 to go in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Towels up, misses the first one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Again, 18-11, Indians lead. I wouldn't call it a work of art, but after break, this is kind of expected a little bit. It's almost 2 weeks off. Hits the second one is Tao, giving him 1 point. 18-12, Indians lead. Coach Lorette's going to roll the dice and leave Landon Post in. Nice little touch pass, and that's where we can get it from, is the high post pass from Daniel to Kel, because Kel's short corner, Daniel's high post. When he catches it, that brings the middle guy up, and that leaves Kel wide open underneath. And Daniel's a pretty good willing passer to hit Kel in there.
And with the amount of movement we have,
right,
both those guys can get lost very easily down there. They're not, if Lancers aren't careful.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to lose a 6'7", 270-pound kid and a 6'5", 230, but they can. Cal Rammel with a nice little jumper and pass from Daniel Patch on that high-low pass that we were just talking about. 20-12, Indians lead. Giving Cal Rammel 13 points on the evening. Which, by the way, I saw Kel's averaging 25 coming in tonight. Nice little stop and pop, and hits nothing for Lincoln View's Evans, and Cal Rammel with the rebound. Nice pass from Kel Rammel to Troy Holman inside for a layup. Extending that lead to 10 points, 22-12, 30-second timeout here by Lincoln View, and we'll take one with them.
This holiday season, what better gift is there to give than the gift of winning? Toe and Go raffle tickets for the 2023 Win on Wall Bash are on sale now. And at only $25 each, they make a great stocking stuffer for any adult on your list. Check out all of the details and buy tickets on our website, wowraffle.com. And who knows, that lucky person on your list may walk away with a brand new Jeep next August.
And we're back here at Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing you the action from Lincoln View. Again, Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Indians are starting to give themselves a little bit of breathing room here as they lead 22-12. Lincoln View's taking it out right in front of their student section. This is a great gymnasium if you've never been here. It has end zones on both sides and nice bleacher seating on one side for the home crowd. Spacious, but yet not real big. So, you know, it's not a Minster or Coldwater where you feel like you're in here and there's not anybody here. So,
we're in the top row, and I feel like I can actually, you know, see the court.
You can hear things going on for sure. Three from the right-hand side, up and no good. Kel Rammel with another rebound. That's probably about his fifth or sixth one on the night. Looking to push in transition. Kicks over to Rex Leverett for open three. No good. Landed post with the offensive rebound. Put back up and good. Right now, the Indians are just more physical, bigger, stronger, a little more athletic, and we can take those nice little open threes and knowing that we can get some offensive rebounds if we're willing to work. Gives Landon the first points of for him tonight. Again, 24-12, doubling up on Lincoln View here in the second quarter. Cal Pharmacy, second quarter scoreboard. And Lincoln View is being very patient on the offensive end. When you're 1-6, those are things you kind of want to do is control the pace and the tempo of the game and try to keep things close. And the Indians are also playing pretty good defense. They're getting their hands on all kinds of balls with deflections and block shots, making things tough. So that's why they have 12 points right now. They're running a high post, is stepping out, almost like being very patient where they're going to take the last second shot. Being very selective is Lincoln View. Evans drives in looking for someone to find. He's picked his dribble up a couple times in there. Ooh, that's a moving screen. Yep. Frederick gets called for a little forearm shiver on the screen on Landon Post there. Knocks him down. Should be his second. It is. So he'll take a seat, and it is their seventh foul, but since it's an offensive foul, we will not be shooting free throws. Not sure what the deal was there, but they blew the whistle as we already had the ball inbound. So 30 seconds to go here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead by 12, 24-12. Kel triggers it in to Troy Holman, walking it up the floor. I'd say we're probably going to take one shot if I had to guess. Troy swings it over to Landon, back up top to Troy. Daniel Butts sets a ball screen and goes out of bounds. Deflected pass from Troy, trying to get it over to Rex on the left-hand side. So Rex will take it over out of bounds right in front of Coach Hammonds in the Lincoln View bench. 13 seconds. Troy has the ball up top. Swings it over to Landon. Back to Troy. Again, gets it inside to Kel Rammel. Kel power dribbles up. And, yep, gets called for the foul. And so Kel will go to the free throw line as he turns around and tries to power it up and gets knocked down. So Kel will go to the Hall Brother free throw line and shoot two free throws here. He has 13 points on the night. He himself is outscoring Lincoln View. Good on that first free throw. Riggs is checking in, replacing Landon, so he doesn't pick up his third foul here. 25-12 Indians. Second free throw up for Kel, and no good. Lincoln View gets a rebound. Throws a baseball pass full court. Wide left. Indians. Good quarter for the Indians right there, Chase, as they take a 25-12 lead, and they put up 12 points to 3 in that quarter for the Indians.
Yep.
Yep, that's how it goes. All right, we'll be back for this message and some halftime scores.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back at Lincoln View. Fort Recovery Indians lead 25-12 at halftime. Cal Ramos leading the way for the Indians with 14 points. Landon Post added 2. Daniel Patch added 2. Rex Leverett has added 4. Troy Holman has added 2. Alex Dews has added 1. And Riggs Toby has played but has not yet scored. Coming up this coming week after the New Year's, Fort Recovery will be at Arcanum, the boys, on Tuesday. And Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that broadcast along with video from NFHS if you would like to watch. On Thursday, the girls will be traveling to Adolphus to take on the St. John's Blue Jays. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast will be doing that and no NFHS. So, which is strange because they do have an FHS, so I'm not sure why that's not on there for. Friday, the boys will host the Blue Jays of Adolphus St. John's, and Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one, and also you can watch that on NFHS as well. And then Saturday, the boys will be traveling to Botkins. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one, and no broadcast of NFHS on that, so busy week coming up here after the New Year's in January, and that's where we kind of get into the heart of the schedule anyway. January starts getting basketball season where we're starting to kind of down the home stretch for the girls here coming up, and the boys are into their heart of their schedule. So busy week with Tuesday games for the boys, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and the girls play just Thursday this week. So in the action for the JV score, the Fort Recovery JV team won 63-50. Coach Mesker's team runs to 5-3 on the campaign. Lincoln View's JV team falls to 3-5. They're led tonight by sophomore Eli Leonards with 13 and freshman Colson Post with 13. And chipping in with 7 each is sophomore Caden Greasy and freshman Alex Garkey. With 5 is sophomores Cooper Thompson and Briggs Overman. With 4 was sophomore Gavin Evers, and with 3 points each was sophomore Mason Diller and freshman Caden Holman and Hayden Seifring. 63 points is a lot in a JV game, Chase. I don't know if you were setting up equipment up here, being busy, being the studio producer and tech guy and everything else that involves with the computer up here. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch that game or not. But
no, but what I really see from that JV team is that those are a whole bunch of workers. Our entire JV team, they hustle the entire game. There's like you rarely see lack of effort from those guys. So to see them getting the output of like a 63-point game is really kind of reflective of how they're playing.
Well, I don't remember. I'm trying to think. It's because you're being Daniel's age. Do you remember watching Toby Metzger play?
Vaguely.
Yeah, as I say, you were maybe two or three at the most, I'm guessing, back then. That's how Toby played. You know, I had the honor of coaching Toby, and he played hard and did all the right things. And, you know, that's how his team plays, you know, watching them throughout this season and scrimmages and things like that. They share the basketball really well. They run the offense. It's not a one-man team, as you've seen that in the scores. You know, they do a great job of everyone playing. And like you said, you play hard because they got 10 kids. And if you don't play hard, the next five's coming in or the next guy's coming in for you, and you can sit and watch a little bit until you want to play hard. And
yeah, they have some definite better players and whatnot, but overall, it's a very well-rounded team that kids can come in and replace, and you don't really reduce any of that level of play.
Right, and also it's a different kid every night scoring, you know, leading the way. And, you know, tonight Eli and Colson had 13. You know, Eli has been one of our leading scorers on that team, but, you know, it's not like it's a wide gap, and so is Colson. And, you know, Colson's been able to shoot the ball really well, I know, for him. But, you know, it's been a different guy every night. Sometimes it's Alex Garkey. Sometimes it's Caden Greasy. You know, other night it's Caden Holman. And, you know, tonight it's just kind of whoever. And so it's great to see that development out of that JV team. That's what you want for your JV team. You know, you want them to win some games because winning is a skill. But the most important thing is to develop your skills. And part of that development is learning how to play in the offense. And like you said earlier on the broadcast is, you know, it's a whole new system for Coach Leverett this year with these guys and running more motion. You know, last 3 years when Coach Melton was here, it was all set. And they had to know 100-some sets. And, you know, you're a pretty intelligent kid. Not everyone out there is that IQ that you have. Think about trying to know 100 sets. You play football and knowing how hard it is probably running some of the sets you guys ran in football. And, you know, trying to remember 100 sets out there is really hard. And Coach Leverett's basically pulled that way back and said, just go play. And you can kind of see that development with these guys. And that's a work in progress as well.
And you see, with having less amount of sets, those kids are able to do the ones that they have a lot more effectively.
Right. So. Absolutely. Yep, get really good at the ones you know and go play. And it's hard to scout, you know, free movement and flexibility of being able to do what you want to do and read and react a little bit. And you can kind of see that for the Indians here. Yep, so we will get ready to wrap up our Cooper Farms halftime show here. We'll take a break with about a minute and a half to go or so on the clock and take a couple commercial breaks, pay some bills, and we'll be back to start the second half.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at Lincoln View, and Lincoln View started off the second half with the basketball, and they've just ran off about 40 seconds right now and are struggling to get a shot off. And they end up turning the ball over with Lex Leverett with the steal. Troy Holman's walking the ball up. Starters for both teams are in the game. Kel Raymond has the ball, swings it over to Troy Holman. Back screen lob pass from Kel to Lane post, and he missed the dunk.
He got stuffed by the rim right there at the last moment.
Ronnie Rim stuffed him. Great pass by Landon Post to Kel Rammel, ready to bring the house down. And got it stuffed on the rim. But he did get fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line as he was missed it and was able to get his rebound and put it back up and got fouled. So Frederick does pick up his third foul for Lincoln View. So Gage Thomas comes in and replaces him. So Kel Rammel hits the first one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Giving him 15-16 on the night now as he hits the second one as well. Third quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical. Stop in and see Chad Lynn for all your plumbing needs. Right now, Lincoln View has the ball right in front of their bench on the left-hand side, going right to left. Now on your radio dial, the Indians are going left to right. Indians are digging in defensively right here, making it really tough on Lincoln View to get a shot up. Again, we're looking at another 30-second possession right here, and they're struggling to get a shot to the point they bring it back out to half court and try to reset. This brings up the question, Chase, what do you think about a shot clock in high school?
You know, I feel like it's one of those things that, well, nobody's going to be happy, no matter what you do. But I feel like high school is one of the time where you need to develop more than anything. So almost putting a shot clock, I feel like, might hinder people's abilities to develop because they're going to be rushed at getting shots rather than, you know, using proper form, technique.
Rex Leverett with the steal and layup right now. Rex is having himself a nice night. Lincoln View thinks about a three and turns it down. Rex Leverett knocks it away. Troy Holman with the steal. Pushing in transition. Nice over the, I guess, over the head pass to Landon Post. Maybe got away with the walk. Misses a shot from landing. Lincoln View gets a rebound. Quickly pushing ahead in transition here is Evans. Drives in and throws it up over Kell. Is afraid to get blocked on that one. Kick out for a three on offensive rebound. No good. Rex with the rebound. Clears it. 29-12, 5 minutes to go here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. I would say a lot of people would probably disagree with that. They would say more possessions gives you a chance to develop a little bit more. But again, as you said, neither side is going to be happy, but I know that's one of those talking points there. Nice pass from high-low from Daniel Patrick. Kel Rammel on a little reverse, giving Kel 18 on the night. Again, Indians are picking that zone apart by getting in that high post area. 31-12, third quarter lead here for the Indians, and Coach Hammonds has seen enough to take a full timeout. We'll take one with them and be right back.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard.
But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back from Van Wert and Lincoln View Lancers Gymnasium here. Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing you the action. Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. The Indians have increased that lead 31-12. We went over 4 minutes now, and Lincoln View has not scored. Matter of fact, I don't know if they got two or three shots off yet. But Indians are doing a great job defensively. Brockrat drives in, stops, pops. Rex Leverett, well defended, but able to get a kiss off the glass for that young man. Indians quickly up in transition. Troy Holman to Landon Post. Back to Troy Holman. Back to Landon. Over to Daniel Patch. Kicks over to Rex Leverett. Inside to Kel Ramel. Gets knocked away. Right now, you can tell Lincoln View's trying to win the little battles along the way. You know, they know this is an uphill climb for them as we lead 31-14, and we're definitely the better team watching them, but you can tell with the excitement on their bench and their coaching staff, they're just trying to get better and try to improve as out here.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to give in or anything close to that. As our team, you can even tell with us that we're getting more developed throughout the game and really working off that rust from the break.
Right, and we're trying to work on some things right now. Kel Ramel with the deflection. Go in, hammer that, Kel. And gets a dunk right there. Nice steal and a dunk by Kel Ramel. Giving him 20 on the night. Great defense again. Defense leads the offense, and as you said, our kids are playing hard out here right now. Driving in by Brock Rath goes up, and that was a little bit too easy of a drive. Reverse layup for him. Nice move for him, though. Like to see backside help. Go step over and cut that off. Rex has the ball, swings it over to Landon. Inside to Daniel, kicks out to Troy Holman. Back up to Landon. We need Landon Post to get going here a little bit, too, getting him some confidence rolling. Like to see him hit an outside shot or so. Troy Holman drives in there, splits the gap, misses the shot. Thomas with the rebound. Kicks over to Evans. Drives in, throws it over to Knox. Misses it. Kel Ramel with the rebound. Hands it off to Troy. Troy drives in there, loses the ball. That's just Troy trying to do a little bit too much right there. No place to go. Well defended and just tried to overextend the dribble there. Turnover on the Indians. Reed Jackson checks in, replaces Cohen Cox. On the floor for the Indians is Post and Holman, Leverett, Ramel, and Patch, which is the starters for the Indians. 2:56 go here in the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Knocked away by the Indians. Be Lincoln View's ball. 33-16 lead for the Indians. That's almost a 5-second call right there. Evans has the ball up there at the top of the key. Guarded by Landon Post, who does have two fouls. Gets his hands on that, knocks it away. Great defense by Landon out there working hard. Still there by Daniel Patch. Kicks it up to Landon Post. Open three. Misses it. Good look ahead. Good shot. We'll take that. Just misses it. No one picks up the ball. Drives into Brockrath. Stop. Pops. Misses it. Kel Ramel with the rebound. Outlets to Rex Leverett. Pushes in transition. Backing down and go up. Rex, you're bigger. There you go. Rex misses it. Landon Post with the rebound. Loses it. Possible foul there, but they let that go. And up and no good in transition is Lincoln View, and two Indians fight over a rebound. And Lincoln View gets it and finds an open cutter for a basket. 33-18 Indians lead. Coach Leverett's going to take a timeout to get some subs here. more so to get the guys a break. I think they're taking a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break with them and be right back.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house, the former Mays TV building in Fort Recovery, every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas, and he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 22nd. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 22nd, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 17th. Stop by to see Santa in the beautifully decorated former Mays TV building this year. He would love to see you there.
Just kidding. Don't show up there. It's over. He's already been there. All right. Alex Dews checks in, replaces Daniel Patch, and Riggs Toby checks in, replaces Rex Leverett. We get a turnover here by Riggs Toby. Lincoln views up and gets fouled. Thomas is on the shot in transition. On Alex Dews. So Gage Thomas will have a chance to go to the free throw line. 6'2 senior here. Hall Brothers free throw line. He has 2 points on the night. First one up is good for him. Again, Indians have started to pull away in this game here, in this good third quarter for the Indians. Missed free throw there. Cal Rimmel with a rebound. Troy Holman's walking the ball up the floor. Swings it over to Riggs. Riggs looking for Alex on the baseline. Back up to Riggs. Inside to Kel. Bad pass, but Kel's able to tip it over to Landon. Kel steps up. Yep. Reaching in is Lincoln View. Trying to steal it from Kel. And they get called for the reach-in hold. Daniels checking in to replace Kel Rimmel. He's got 20 on the night. Nice performance here by Kel. Troy Holman's triggered it in, throws it to Daniel Patch. And out on the three. Good look. Halfway down around the rim. Indians retain the ball as it is knocked out of bounds by Lincoln View. Troy Holman has the ball up top, inside to Daniel Patch, over to Riggs Toby. Daniel's working that high post spot. Alex Dews is working the short corner area. With Landon and Troy and Riggs around the outside. Troy Holman has the ball, dribbles it back out to Riggs. Riggs drives over, gets in trouble, loose ball, recovers it, throws over to Alex Dews, back up to Landon Post. There's a foul, yep. Landon starts to go, and it gets called for a hand-checking. The call is Lincoln View. It'll be their fourth team foul, so we'll take it out of bounds underneath. Common foul here. Stolen on the inbounds pass. Lincoln View right now is being patient, moving the basketball. Kicks over for Brock Rath for open three. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Drives in. Misses on the shot. Going to be Alex Dews on a foul. Tripping. So it'll be Indians' third foul of the second half. Lincoln View is getting ready to take it out here full court. Bringing it down, and shot at the buzzer, no good. So Indians take a 33-19 fourth quarter lead here. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, we're back here on the K&L Tractors fourth quarter scoreboard to start off. Indians have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Kyle Ramel gets it down low, takes it up, powers it up, and good. Giving him 22 on the night. Indians outscored Lincoln View in that quarter, 8-7. Right now lead 35-19. Stop and pop is Lincoln View. Missed long on it. Kel Ramel with a rebound. Walking the ball up the floor. Drives in, kicks out to Daniel Patch. Throws it up to Kel Ramel. And Kel just misses the ball. So turnover on the Indians. And Rex Lovrest going to pick up a kind of a cheap foul going down the floor. Calling for the push. I'm not really sure there was much contact there, but nonetheless, it'll be Rex's second foul. Frederick has checked in for Lincoln View. He had three fouls, been in foul trouble. One of their leading scorers for them. Evans has the ball on the right-hand side, guarded by Landon Post. Swings it over to Tao. Over on the left-hand side now in front of the bench to Thomas. Drives in, double-teamed by the Indians. Throws it off the backboard. Daniel Patch will pick up the steal. Cal Ramel walking it up the floor now. Indians have a pretty comfortable lead here. We just want to make sure we finish it off. Don't get sloppy and execute down the stretch here. Landon Post has the ball up top over to Riggs Tobies. Driving baseline, kicks or on the wing, I should say, over to Rex. Back over to Riggs. Throws it up to Kel Ramel. And 2 points for Kel. Giving him 24 on the night. One thing about this team, Chase, is as we're watching, is they're very unselfish. You know, they know Kel has an advantage inside. So guys have turned down some pretty good shots just to throw it into Kel inside to get a better look.
Yeah, and part of that even is we're up. What, almost 20 points. So we have no need to take long contested shots. Just be patient, make the good shots, and that's all we need at this point.
Yeah, we're getting some easy looks. Missed three there by Brock Rath and Landon Post with the ball. Throws it down to Daniel. Skip pass over to Rex Lovrette. Wide open three. No good. Daniel loses it out of bounds, but gets offensive rebound. Taking that power dribble to collect himself and just dribbled it off his hands. So 37-19 Indians lead with 5:45 here to go in the K&L Tractor fourth quarter scoreboard. Good defense there by Rex and Landon. Swings it over to Tao, guarded by Riggs Toby up top. Again, Indians down a guy with Reese Guggenbiller having a fractured back. So shorten our bench up a little bit, which means a little more minutes for the top seven guys here on varsity. So they get fouled on the play, reaching in, and it was going to be Landon Post on the reach in, giving him his third foul. Troy Holman at the scorer's table there, getting ready to check in. Thomas up and good on that free throw. Replaces Landon Post, Troy Holman does. So we have Troy Holman and Riggs Toby, Rex Lovrette, Cal Ramel, Daniel Patch on the floor. 5:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. 37-20 Indians lead. And second free throw up for Thomas is good. Lincoln View is picking up in a 1-2-2 full court press. We have Daniel Patch and Kel Ramel on the backcourt, which should be able to break that fairly easy with 6-7 and 6-5 ready to throw over a trap. Daniel has the ball up top. Skip pass over to Kel Ramel. Drives in. Gets called for the blocking foul. Is going to be Evans underneath. So Indians will take it out underneath. That's the fourth team foul on Lincoln View. So Indians will trigger the ball under, under the basket here in front of our bench. And up and laying it in. Nice out-of-bounds set. Pretty easy uncontested shot there for Kel Rammel, giving him 26 on the night. That's about what he's averaging here. Indians are coming out a little bit of a trap here. And Coach Hammonds is going to take a 30-second timeout. Indians lead 39-21 with 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Looks like the Indians, if we can hang on here for the next 4:53, we'll finish the 2022 year off the way we started with a W. Indians right now have won four in a row, looking for their fifth here tonight here in Van Wert, and lead 39-21. Indians come right now are 6-1, could be 7-1 here to finish off the calendar year of 2022, and hopefully we can have a lot more of these in the year of 2023 coming up. So, big plans for New Year's?
You know, just the usual.
My kids are babysitting, and we're watching football, so not a whole lot going on.
That'll definitely be a key part of my night.
Yeah, with the Buckeyes playing tomorrow. Lincoln View misses it, and Fort Recovery gets a rebound. Rex Leverett drives in there now, shoots it off the side of the backboard, looking for a foul, no foul called. Lincoln View comes down, and the little Euro step by Thomas misses it. And offensive rebound put back up, no good. And Cox with the rebound, kicks it out to Evans for three. Daniel Patch with the rebound, hands off to Kel Rammel. Kel looking to attack. Scott throws it over to Landon Post. Thought about a three, turned it down. Torrey Holman has the ball, throws it in to Daniel Patch. Kicks it over to Rex Leverett. Back inside to Daniel Patch. Back to Rex Leverett. Open three. Almost banked that one in. Misses it. Tile pushes it in transition. Throws over to Brock Rath. And Cox shoots a three. No good. And Brock Rath with the rebound. And gets fouled by Troy Holman, it looks like. So Brock Rath would go to the free throw line on the Hall Brothers free throw line and shoot two free throws.
They called that one on Landon. Puts him up to four for the night.
That looked like Troy to me. Did it not?
I did not think it was Landon, but
yeah, I didn't think so. I thought it was Troy, but they get paid a little more than we do in the stripes. So Alex Deuce checks in and replaces Rex Leverett. 3:32 to go. Indians lead 39-22 on the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. Brock Rath has a chance to add it to his point total here. Hits the second in. He has 10 on the night. The only Lincoln View Lancer in double digits. Again, Lincoln View picking up on 1-2-2 full court. Indians break it fairly easy with Kel and Daniel up top. Nice pass from Kel Rammel to Alex Dews, unguarded inside for the basket. If they're going to pressure you, take advantage and get some layups, and we did. Good when two of your better passers are 6'7 and 6'5 and are willing to find open guys, it makes the game a little easier against that pressure.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah. Missed three there for Evans, and Alex Deuce is getting a rebound. Throws it over two. Daniel Patch now inside of Kel Rammel. Drops it up and take it up, and he does and completes a three-point play right here, hopefully. Gets fouled and a chance to go to the free throw line. Giving him 28 on the night. Coming in averaging 25. So a couple more points above his average. Next Friday, next Tuesday at Arcanum, but next Friday we have a chance to see two of the leading scorers in the area. Kel Rammel hits the free throw, giving him 29 on the night. Nice evening there by that young man. Receives a standing ovation from the crowd. Delphi St. John's has a kid named Cameron Eller who's a freshman leading the area and scoring with 27 a game. Cal Ramo has 25 a game, 26 a game right in there. So that'll be interesting next week in MAC action on a Friday night in Fort Recovery.
What's nice to see about those kind of games with those top players is that for them to be able to get that many points, they can't be selfish. They have to be able to pass around and be aware of the game.
Right, and then the other thing is their teammates do a great job of finding them. And right now, Fort Recovery, Reed Jackson, fouls Reed Jackson, and he has a chance for a three-point play here. Kind of a loose ball, garbage play, and gets it, gets it up. Rex Leverett checks in to replace Daniel Patch. Daniel's checking out, probably for the night, I'm assuming, with 2:31 to go. Turnover here by Landon Post, throws it down in, and they're able to score. 44-28, again, Lincoln View's, Riggs, yep, catch it, square up first, gets called for a travel. His back was to the basket, they're being pressured still, and he caught it and tried to turn and spin and all do everything in one motion. And the idea of pressure is they're trying to get speed you up, so you want to be able to slow down on that. So we're not in a hurry right now. We don't have to score on anything. Got a 16-point lead, so just take our time, and they'll foul you. Have a chance to go to the free throw line and shoot uncontested shots. So Lincoln View right now being patient on offense, which is good for us because it's taking away some time. Towel drives in, looking for a foul, no foul called. Landon Post with the rebound. Minute 45 to go. Behind the back dribble by Landon. Nice little spin, move, and up and good for Landon Post. Giving him four on the night. He's been plagued with some foul trouble, which has limited his time a little bit, and also his aggressiveness. 46-28, Indians lead. Jackson looking to drive, guarded by Landon. Swings it over to Tao back up top to Cox. Driving in on the right-hand side against Alex Deuce. Three for Tao in the corner, no good. Reach Toby with a rebound. Throws it over to Landon Post. Minute 10 to go here on the clock in the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. Landon picks up his dribble, deflected pass. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Jackson. It'll be their sixth foul, so common foul. And he needs to take it out here on the sideline. Eli Leonards and Briggs Overman, two sophomores who had a nice JV game, checked in, replacing Riggs Toby and Landon Post. Rex Leverett will trigger it in to Alex Dews, back to Rex. Rex swings it over to Troy Holman up top and is looking to go four corners right here. Tao fouled Briggs Overman, who just checked into the game, so sophomore have a chance to go to the free throw line, Hall Brother free throw line, and cash in here. This, I believe, will be his first points if he can score here as a varsity player. It's 1-1, fellas. Make sure you're ready to get back. It's that one. Both guys were over talking to the bench and not really paying attention. If they got that rebound on a miss, they were off and no one was back on defense. Briggs is cashes in both free throws there on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Indians lead 48-28, lead by 20 here in the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. Tao has the ball, dribbles in on the right-hand side. Nice little bounce pass to Brockrath inside. Breakdown by the Indians defense there. 40 seconds to go on the clock. Rex triggers it into Eli. Getting pressured, throws it over to Briggs on the left-hand side. Stop, throws it to Rex. Rex breaks that, throws over to Troy Holman. Back up to Briggs. Swings it back over to Rex. See if Coach Hammond says don't foul anymore here. Indians lead by 18 with 20 seconds to go. And he didn't say it as they're getting ready to foul. And they don't call it. That should have been. Rex has the ball up top. Picks up his dribble. Throws over to Eli. 10 seconds to go. Eli picks up his dribble. Throws over to Rex. Looks like they're not going to foul. Indians will finish off the 2022 campaign with a win here at Lincoln View with a 48-30 win by the Indians. So great win for the Indians. Improved the record to 7-1. Lincoln View falls to 1-7 on the campaign. We'll take a break and we'll be back to wrap up the game.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back here at Van Wert, Lincoln View Gymnasium. Fort Recovery walks away with a 48-30 victory on the night. They actually sweep Lincoln View here tonight as they get two wins in JV action and in varsity. In JV action, the Indians win 63-50 at the end of the first quarter. It was 8-7 Indians lead. In the second quarter, they get outscored 12-11, but take a 29-19 halftime lead. In the third quarter, they get outscored 15-14. They lead by 9 now, 43-34, but ended up outscoring the Lancers 20-16 in the fourth quarter to win 63-30. Again, Eli Leonards and Colson Post lead away with 13 each. In varsity action, they won 48-30. Fort Recovery outscored Lincoln View 13-9 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, they took a 12-3 second quarter advantage and lead 25-12 at half. In the third quarter, a little slow pace there as Lincoln View got kind of held the ball a little bit more. Took an 8-7 quarter lead to extend the lead 33-19. In the fourth quarter, they outscore Lincoln View. Fort Recovery does 15-11 to pull away with 48-30 victory. That's some sloppy writing.
What is that?
Hey,
is that 100? We scored 100 in the third quarter.
You would have took that, wouldn't you? Kel Ramel paced away, I believe, with 29 points. Landon Post added 4. Daniel Patch 2. I think Rex with 6. Troy with 2. Riggs. Toby played some good defense. Didn't score. Alex Dews picked up 2. Actually, 3. There was the one I was missing. Alex Deuce had 3 points, and Briggs Overman scored 2 on the free throws there late in the game, and Eli Leonard checked in and also did not score. And we got Coach Bobby Leverett up here with us. So, Coach, thoughts on the game?
Kind of what I thought it was going to be, honestly. You know, Coach, you and I talked a little bit earlier about it was going to be a grinder with being off for 2 weeks, just kind of getting our game legs back, and that was a lot of it. Guys were really sucking air there for a while, and I told them, I'm like, hey, you know, you're not coming out. We're going to run this thing for a while and maybe get our legs under us. Coach Hammonds, you know, he's been here since you were around, Coach. Those kids play hard for him, and we knew that going in. I told our guys, they will not quit until that horn blows, and they didn't. I mean, you've seen it there at the end. They were getting a little chippy with Rex and Landon, and kudos to Coach because, you know, he doesn't have a lot of talent right now, but they do play hard for him.
Yeah, you know, when you're coming in – you know, actually, to start the game off, Chase and I were talking a little bit. You know, we're coming in 6-1, they're 1-6.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't have the best of starts for us. And kind of gave them a little life and some confidence there early on.
Right, and that's we got to halftime and we're up, whatever it was.
13,
they had
25-12.
They had 12, and like we told them, like, guys, we spotted them 9 right away. Yeah. You know, so if we come out on top of things early on, you know, that game's probably a 35-40 point game. But you know, some of that was, I think, being off for 2 weeks. Not to make excuses, but that's the truth. And that's going to happen. So, but once we got going defensively after that first quarter, we locked them up for a while.
Yeah, they got those 9 points, as you said, in that first quarter fairly early, and they probably went through 3 or 4 minute stretches where they didn't score. The third quarter start off, and the 4 minute stretch, I think they got 2 shots up in 4 minutes.
Yeah, he called a timeout there for a while because they couldn't get a shot off against us. So, you know, we did better. Defensively, as far as talking and with that high ball screen, sometimes that's hard to defend with our switching defense, but we adjusted to that and pretty happy with the effort.
Yeah, and the other thing on offense, they came out of 2-3 zone, basically packed it in. We didn't hit many threes tonight, but we didn't really look to take many because we had a lot of success with the high-low pass from Daniel and Rex inside with Kel working that high-low stuff.
Well, and you know, like I told the coaches on the bench, if I'm guarding Fort Recovery, I'm packing that thing in because we have not shot it from the three-point line consistently all year. So, you know, we're going to see that. We're going to start to see Kale get face guarded from here on out with teams. You know, I expect to see that maybe against St. John's, Coldwater for sure. So, you know, we're going to have some guys step up. You know, we're 8 games in right now, and besides Landon Post, you know, maybe getting 12 or 13 in a game, nobody else has really been over 6 or 8 points to help Kale out. So at some point, somebody else is going to have to get going.
Right. You know, I think the Parkway game, I think Daniel had 10, hit 3 threes, I think it was. Yeah. Landon had 18, I think, in the Jay County game or around thereabouts. But if you're looking at it right now, Kel's 20, averaging 26 or so. He got 29 tonight, and it's a lot of 2s, 4s, and 6s in there.
And I guess that's fine as long as we've got 7 guys with 6.
Yeah. but here's the thing, though, too, watching. The kids don't seem to mind that, though.
No, they
because they know Kel's good. They know Kel can carry him. They know he's the best player. They know he needs shots.
Right.
And they turn down some shots for themselves to get him the ball inside because they know
they know he's our dude, you know, and that's great. And it's some the thing is, though, coach, and you've been around it long enough with the Gale House and the colleague boys, that there's going to be a night where Kale doesn't go get 25 or 26 for you, you know. So who's going to be that next guy up that's going to have to hit some shots in a dogfight for us? And that's my concern right now at this point in the season, going into what we've got left coming at us league-wise and non-league-wise, you know. So we'll get there. I mean, hey, we'll take 7-1 to start the year any day of the week. And with that being said, like I said, we haven't shot the ball well yet.
No.
So
that's the scary part.
I know, and that's it, I keep telling myself and telling everybody on the staff and the players, guys, it's going to come. It's going to come. There's going to be a night where Rex and Alex and Daniel and those guys flat-out stroke it. So we'll get there, you know. So
well, you know, we wrap up the 2022 campaign here, 7-1. What were your thoughts going into where you thought you would be at this point? Not just record-wise, but, you know, as Chase had stated earlier in the game, you know, we talked about, again, we got 4 guys here that have varsity experience with Troy, Landon, Daniel, and Kel. The other 4 guys, or now 3 with Reese being out, haven't had that experience. And as Chase brought up, a whole new system they're trying to learn, which almost puts all 8 guys at a new varsity level trying to learn some of the stuff. So where would you kind of rate your year as far as getting everything implemented that you want to see?
I mean, I'm tickled to pink. I'm tickled pink with where we're at. I mean, you know how I am, Brian. I'm kind of a keep it simple guy. So it's just, I think the kids have really adapted to how the atmosphere is in the locker room and at practice. You know, we get after it. We hold them accountable for everything in our drills and stuff. So, you know, they run based on their mistakes and stuff like that. So they've caught on to that atmosphere of things. But it's also pretty light. It's a positive atmosphere. Coach Metzger brings a lot of energy to practice, as you can see on the bench. So I think that part of thing has that part of the new system for them has helped them excel faster than if it was a more uptight locker room. You know what I mean? So I'm happy to be 7-1, but we've got a long way to go.
Right. We're 2-0 right now in the conference, sitting there in first place, I think, tied with Coldwater. You know, we start the 2023 campaign off with Arcanum on Tuesday, St. John's on Friday, and at Botkins on right. Saturday. So that is a big week for us next week.
It's huge, yeah. And guess what? Two more on the road. You know, we've had two home games out of eight to start this season. So, I mean, what can I say about these kids? You know, I told we had our MAC stats came in on our way here, and Tobe and I were looking at them, and I said, you know, if you're an analytics guy and you're looking at, like, our free throw percentage as a team, our defensive average, our offensive average, our percentages shooting as a team, three-point percentage, you're thinking, how in the hell are they 7-1? Because those numbers don't jive up to a team that would be 7-1. So what that tells me is we've got a bunch of gritty kids that just kind of get the job done, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And if you – once you get to those home games, that's where those guys really start to build up.
Right.
Not having that, that could be
right.
the key to where we start getting all these people double-digit points.
Exactly. I think you're right, Chase. I think that's where, you know, maybe we start shooting the ball better down once we get some of those home games, you know? So,
well, you know, we've said this for years, you know, coaching together too, Bob, is, you know, be pre-Christmas, you know, we have so many Christmas parties, you know,
yeah.
our home court advantage isn't quite there.
Right.
But after Christmas and the New Year's when people start to pack it. So
yep.
maybe it's a good thing we had all of our road
right.
games early
right.
when we didn't have the crowd there.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have a great crowd coming in, you know,
yeah.
following, because I thought we had a better crowd tonight.
Oh, we did, absolutely.
Than what we've had some of the road games.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got our faithful here, and it does help to shoot in your friendly confines of the Fort site, because these kids are familiar with that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, hopefully they're thinking, gosh, boys are 7-1. Maybe we ought to go check them out, you know. So, you know, and that was my main speech to these guys early in the season was, you know, once we have a good team, you know, the Fort faithful starts to follow you, and it is fun playing at the Fortside Fieldhouse with a packed house. So, yeah, come out and see us play. You know, I think, you know, we've got kids that have great body language this year. You know, it's a good group of kids. I think everybody's going to enjoy watching them play once we get back home here for a stretch.
Well, you know, we got a full recovery staff, right, with you and Toby and Darian, and, you know, our kids play hard, well-coached, well-mannered. You know, we commented tonight how many times we were helping kids up off the
right.
floor that, you know, they fouled us, but yet we're helping them
sure.
up on the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, our kids are respectful and represent Fort Recovery in the best way possible. And, you know, we are on the road on Tuesday at Arcanum, but, you know, I know Friday night is going to be an absolute dogfight with St. John's Blue Jays coming in.
Yep.
So hopefully if you can't make Tuesdays, it's tougher, I know, with weeknight games, with junior high events going on and all that stuff. But hopefully Friday night we can pack the fort and
students
be there
free.
To support them. Hey.
Come on.
Absolutely. Well, great game
right.
tonight, Coach. And hopefully we can cheer on the Buckeyes tomorrow and get a huge win over Georgia in football as well, and then celebrate that and have a happy New Year's to start the year off.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Yep. See ya. And we'll wrap it up here and finish it off with the Miracle Lanes postgame show and words from Hastings Auto. Brian Patch, Chase Patrick.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, playsets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. This is Chase Kaiser summing up tonight. Our boys worked, had a good night tonight where they tough defense against the Lincoln View Lancers. But they ended up coming out victorious 48-30. Advancing to 7-1 on the season. Cale led the team with about, I believe, 29 points on the night, followed by many single digits by his teammates. Upcoming this week, on Tuesday, the boys are at Arcanum. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game, and the NFHS video will be available. On Thursday, the girls are at Delphus St. John's. We will also broadcast that game. However, the NFHS video will not be available. On Friday, the boys host Delphus at St. John's at your old Fort site, Field House in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that with the NFHS video. On Saturday, the boys are at Botkins. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that as well. NFHS video will not be available for that game. We would like to thank Brian Patch, who assisted me tonight, or better, I assisted him, as well as all the administration here at the Lincoln View Lancers who welcome us in, and their AD, Mr. Greg Leach. And for that, that sums up tonight. Our Indians came out victorious on 48-30, advancing to 7-1. That's it for the night. Thank you for listening. We are Fort Recovery Radio.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.